Golf Smarter, number 464, published on November 25, 2014.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Introducing the United States Disabled Golf Association.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
This episode's going to be a little different, which will become clear in a moment. Our featured guest today is Jason Faircloth, founder of the United States Disabled Golf Association. Jason has worked at three different country clubs in North Carolina. He volunteered for the men's and women's U.S. Opens in 2001, 2005, and 2007. He has an associate's degree in business administration from Sampson Community College, where he was a member of the golf team and earned Player of the Year in 1999. Then in 2011, Jason became the first and only American to play in the Disabled British Open, which was televised throughout Europe. In 2011, Jason finished 34th overall, 6th in his flight. And in 2012, he finished 28th overall and runner-up in his flight. He was only one of three people with cerebral palsy to play in the event. Now, after having such a wonderful experience at the British Disabled Open, Jason decided that it was time for such an event in the U.S., so he founded the USDGA. There are several other countries that already have organizations for disabled golfers. They organize clinics and provide events for disabled people of all types to compete in golf. Jason said that, quote, based on the number of Americans with disability, the number of golf courses we have in this country, and the popularity of golf, there's no way we cannot successfully organize competitions across the United States. Now, I've posted a video news report on the Golf Smarter blog at golfsmarter.com about Jason's adventure in starting the USDGA, and another video that will give you more information on the British Disabled Open. It's because of Jason's cerebral palsy that he and I agreed that an audio podcast would really not do his cause much justice. That's why I encourage you to please watch the videos on our blog. Jason's courage is inspiring and his passion for the game is infectious. Jason would like you all to know that the USDGA is hosting their first U.S. Disabled Open from July 13th through the 15th, 2015, at the River Landing Golf Club in Wallace, North Carolina. Already, there are players signed up from England, Europe, and South Africa, where disabled golf is well established. He said that this Open is for all disabilities. So I encourage you to learn more, volunteer, spread the word, and donate to this nonprofit organization at the USDGA.net. You can also find them on Facebook and on Twitter at USDGA. So this holiday season, let's all give thanks for the little things we take for granted and help those who have disabilities, struggle with simple day-to-day tasks, and battle mental and physical hardships. On behalf of Jason, thank you for your help and happy Thanksgiving.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.